Well, March has come in like a lion, not necessarily with precipitation, but with bitter cold weather and, of course, winds anywhere from 35 to 50 miles an hour. We hope it goes out like a lamb, but still, even as we try to leave winter and head to spring, we've got a little bit of sunshine coming from the Sharon Playhouse, and we've got with us the guys that make that sunshine possible. Robert and Alan are with us. Robert, Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Well, good morning. Good morning. You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Now, we should let you folks know that we're doing this call in the morning out to California, and these guys are getting up at the crack of dawn to do this, so we appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. For you, Marshall, anything.
Okay, so let's talk about something very interesting that you guys have announced, and that is that you're launching a festival of new 10-minute plays and musicals, and you're calling it the Sharon Playhouse Writers Playground. Okay, where did this idea come from? Either one of you can start off and take with it.
Well, it's me, Alan, here. I'll start off. So our wonderful vice president of our board, Sarah Combs, came to me and said, you know, there are so many talented, wonderful people in our area, in the, you know, the Connecticut area, reaching over into New York a little this way, that way, up into Massachusetts. So many talented writers, producers, performers. Why can't we do a festival and a plays? And I said, you know, that's a terrific idea. And so then we molded out, put it together, added the musical element to it as well, because we are a musical theater company, so why not? And I know I have seen a lot of fun little 10-minute musicals in my time. So we just put it all together, put it out to 50 miles within the radius of the Playhouse. And I'm going to tell you right now, the submissions are already coming in.
Well, I would imagine so, because I think what's great about this, it's really open to people in this area. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter what your background is.
Nope.
If you've got a story that you want to tell and you can do it in 10 minutes, I think it's a great idea. It opens it up to an unlimited number of people.
Absolutely. And we started, again, you know, Sarah and I disbanding about what it was, what it wanted to be. It was mostly adults and plays. And we thought, oh, you know, that's great. And then we added musicals. And then we were chatting and we brought Michael Baldwin on board of our, you know, our wonderful education director, saying, well, why can't we have more categories? And so, like you just mentioned, it is open to pretty much every age. There's four different categories: adult play musical, youth play musical, for people to have a platform to tell their stories, whatever they want. Submit. We're going to look through absolutely everything, and we're excited that we can include youth as well as adults.
Now, let's go through the submission process, how people can submit, if there's any restrictions. You know, let's go through the legalese of submitting.
Well, it's actually very, very simple. Between Michael, Robert, and myself, we went over and over and over what is going to be the simplest, what is going to make the most sense, what is not confusing, because, you know, like you just said, legalese, there's a lot of rules, but they're not really. If you go to our website, it really is going to be the easiest way to do it. Let me explain just a little. People send us, basically, we have a form to fill out, so we have all your information. People submit their work via either email, or they can mail it to us for those who are a little less technically inclined, shall we say. And that's really it. It's no muss, no fuss. Again, explained very intensely and well on the website of how to do it.
Well, that's it. So
it's really just one Google form you fill out and one email they submit. It's a two-stop shop. It's pretty easy. Yeah. And like I said, you know, if you email it, then we disseminate it to our little jury of people to read. If you mail it in, we'll make copies for ourselves. The only thing that people should know is they don't get their materials back. We will destroy everything because some are going to be copyrighted, some are not, and we respect that immensely. But so just so people know that their work is safe. It is absolutely safe. It will be read by us. If we decide to move forward, we let you know. If we don't, then we just destroy it. So there is no issue of, hey, 5 years later, I just saw my play somewhere. that will not happen.
All right. And once again, if people want more information, a simple place to go is SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org. By the time you pull this all together, this seems like, especially leading into a summer season, this is a lot of extra work that you're loading on yourselves, guys.
Oh, you know, Marshall, we thrive on it. We love extra work. And you just mentioned summer. We are doing pretty much what we did last year, only bigger and better. More of everything, bigger stage, more acts, more of our dinner cabarets, plus this new festival on August. When is it, Robert?
August 28th and 29th is when we're going to present the chosen pieces.
And that's great. And plus, we're still looking into a film festival. But you know what? You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And it's summertime in the Northwest Connecticut area. It's beautiful, so why not? And as long as our audience is happy and wants to see everything, we are there for them.
And, you know, we just try to give, as Robert just said, our audiences, our patrons, something different, something to do, more to do. I mean, we're still in this pandemic. We all know that. But you know what? Doesn't mean we have to not do anything.
Well, what's different between this summer and last summer is that we're in the pandemic, but vaccinations, especially by the time you open up, will be, just about complete for people who want them. The way that it's treated now is treated as a disease. Hospitals are much better at it. People have been social distancing and also wearing masks. So there's a whole different, I think, attitude out there. Where I think when you begin this summer, where people will feel more liberated and free, and I think the term fear will be out of it, and I think that this is just what we needed here in our local area, and I think you're going to be surprised by the turnout, and who knows, maybe the state will have lifted even more restrictions on attendance and things like that by the time you get set to open up the season.
We are continually talking to Hartford just to see where we're going to be.
And obviously talking with the town, but we want to have something in place. So, you know, it's always best to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And that's what we're doing. And as you said, I think you're right. I think fear will be gone, but I do think there'll still be trepidation.
Yeah.
So we do want to make people as comfortable as possible to not go into the Bock Gallery, which is wonderful, but it's a little tiny. And even the theater, you know, it's 330 seats, but it could also be, you know, construed as a little too close. So we're going to keep the entertainment coming and going and give people as much as we can in the safest way, but also the most comfortable way.
So this is obviously going to be added to the schedule. And do you have other things in the schedule, timings and dates and all set up? And I know that you like to add a lot of individual performances along with what you did last year. Is it basically what you're going to do the same this year as you did last year?
Yes, we have a lot of things, and I'm not going to tell you about any of them right now. Actually, no, I can tell you about a few things. Things that went over very well that people have been actually clamoring for and wanting to talk to us and say, can we? We're bringing back. I would say of what was on our main stage, outside main stage and the drive-in, about a third is coming back because of popular demand. So we're getting the CT Virtuosi, you know, orchestra coming back to do a different program. But people were so excited with the classical music. So we are bringing them back. The America Sweethearts, I can say, are opening our season again because it was just such a wonderful patriotic way to open our season at the top of July. And again, they are so loved at the Playhouse. But then we have a whole lot of new surprises and new bands and readings of new shows, concert-wise, that we're going to be doing. We did 3 patio dinner cabarets last year. Well, we're going to have more like 5, 6.
If not more. We're going to send out some information to some local musicians because we really want to get some local talent on our patio stage as well. So be sure to tune in and keep listening for that because there's so many great rock and rollers in our local area. So we want to showcase them as well.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time because, you know, once again, people are going to want to be out, want to be entertained, and you're right. You know, if you put people inside a 300 seat theater and you're only allowed to put 100 people in there, why make them feel a little tightened in when you can actually, with the 50 some cars that you can put outside, actually bring in more people and have them much more stress free.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And the town has been so wonderful working with us to make sure that it's done in a safe manner and that we're not bothering anyone in the community with noise and all those kind of things. So we're trying to figure all those aspects out as well.
Because we're hoping this year to, if we can logically cover the stage as we didn't do last year, we may be able to do a couple more matinee type of things during the day to bring out the people who aren't comfortable going out at night. You know, now that, as you said, things are lifting, maybe people from Gear and from Noble and just other people who aren't comfortable, like I said, going out at night or driving at night, we want to give them those options that we used to have, you know, when we were doing normal things in the theater.
Now, it's interesting you talk about doing outdoor entertainment. You guys like to sing on porches out there in California.
that's Mr. Allen. He's the singer here.
Allen, I loved the first one. It was dynamite. Those things are great.
Oh yeah, Sarah Uriarte Berry, big Broadway star of Beauty and the Beast and Light in the Piazza, and I could go on and go on. She, you know, again, people are thinking outside the box. She has this wonderful porch. She lives here in Long Beach, California, and she started this at the very beginning of the pandemic, just entertaining her neighbors. She has gotten upwards of 100 people at times. And now people are just going. We're going tonight just to watch. I do believe they're doing some Next to Normal, as her husband Michael Berry was in the original Broadway cast. And so it's just something fun. I was so pleased and honored that she called me and said, "Hey, you're in town. Get over here and sing."
I think that's great. So we'll get back once again to the Writers Playground. If people want more information on how they can submit, SharonPlayhouse.org. You'll find it all there and how you can get that information in. We've got it posted on our social media pages. And, of course, we're all awaiting for the full season at the Sharon Playhouse this summer season once again.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm working on it every day. Robert's working on it. Michael and, you know, Wendy, we're all, you know, nose to the pedal, and, well, that didn't make sense. But we're working real hard.
It's going to be a fun summer. There'll be a lot of music, a lot of things throughout the decades. So you'll hear some 50s, 60s. There's some, you know, it really is through the decades, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'd be fun.
And our wonderful Motown show is coming back bigger and better. We're doing a little tweaking on that. It's just going to be great.
Well, we can't wait for it to happen, and I'm going to keep looking for your live videos from out there in California.
Okay. The gauntlet has thrown.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, guys. Hey, have a great rest of the winter, and can't wait to see you when springtime comes in.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care, guys. Once again, two extremely talented guys are both Robert Levinston and Allen Wenger from the Sharon Playhouse. More information on, once again, the Writers Playground and the upcoming season at SharonPlayhouse.org.